Afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Here's a thought you probably haven't had in your life before. When dinosaurs looked up, if they had the kind of eyesight that could magnify objects in the night sky or had a pair of binoculars to hand, they may have seen a very different Saturn than the jaunty one we see today. Up there in the top five of cool things to see when astronomers perform outreach is Saturn. It looks like nothing else, and often when showing Saturn to people through a telescope, they want to see where the trick is. Many a child or adult, for that matter, has peered into my telescope tube to see if there's a little model of Saturn dangling there, and it is somehow unbelievable when you see it for real. I possess what I call a naked telescope, that is, one without the exoskeleton of a tube, with the mirror connected to the eyepiece by a stalk, and there's no room for trickery. Saturn has rings which are clearly visible through modest magnification. In fact, Jupiter, Neptune and Uranus also possess rings, but you need a powerful instrument to see them. More than a year after NASA's Cassini spacecraft ended its hugely successful mission with a suicidal plunge into Saturn's atmosphere, researchers have analysed data collected during its final orbits to determine the mass of the planet's spectacular ring system, and in so doing, its age. Some researchers theorise the rings formed along with the planet and the rest of the solar system some 4.5 billion years ago, while others thought they must be a relatively recent phenomenon, the result of a Kuiper belt body that wandered too close and was ripped apart by Saturn's gravity. The Kuiper belt is a region at the outer edge of where the major planets are situated, containing many rocks and debris left over from the formation of our solar system. The Cassini data indicates that it's most probable that's the case, that the material making up the rings represents about 40% of the mass of Saturn's moon Mimas, a diminutive body 2,000 times smaller than the Earth's moon, and that in turn indicates the rings likely formed between 10 million and 100 million years ago, when dinosaurs roamed the Earth. Cassini radio science team member Luciano Less of Sapienza University of Rome said, "Only by getting so close to Saturn in Cassini's final orbits were we able to gather the measurements to make the new discoveries. And with this work, Cassini fulfills a fundamental goal of its mission, not only to determine the mass of the rings, but to use the information to refine models and determine their age." Well, running out of propellant near the end of its life, the Cassini spacecraft was directed to repeatedly fly between Saturn's rings and the giant planet's cloud tops before its final plunge into the atmosphere. And analysis of subtle changes in the spacecraft's velocity due to the gravitational tugs of the ring system and the planet, accurate to fractions of a millimetre per second, allowed the researchers to come up with the mass of the rings. And this built on early research indicating a younger age for the rings based on the brightness of the particles. Older material would have been contaminated and darkened over astronomically long periods. So there you have it. Saturn's rings are only between 10 and 100 million years old, which means that certain dinosaurs would not have seen the rings of Saturn, as they would not have been created yet. That's, of course, if they had some sort of magnification. Anyway, there is no open night at the observatory this Saturday because they're on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month, but on the 9th of February, there is a talk by Dr. Brian Chaboya on the ages of stars. And I'm sorry if many of you were influenced by the social media storm about the partial lunar eclipse in late January, but actually it wasn't worth it from this latitude, as the moon was setting as the sun was rising, therefore obliterating a decent view of this partial eclipse. Unfortunately, since most social media hails from a different hemisphere of planet Earth, where they see different celestial phenomena, you may have thought that this was something that we could see from here, but never mind, there will be more. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us a paradoxically clear, yet rain-filled night.